Support for the following podcast is provided by the User Experience Specialists at Johns & Taylor. More information follows this episode.
We've all had that feeling of wanting to scratch an itch, but what happens when that itch is coming from inside your brain? I'm Joe Taylor Jr. This is Search and Replace. Tracy Wilson Rossman runs marketing for Philadelphia-based technology company Chariot Solutions. Many other folks know her as the founder behind Tech Girls with a Z. That's a nonprofit that develops free technology workshops that help inspire middle school-aged girls all over the world to explore careers in technology. She was also a founding member of Philly Startup Leaders, Philadelphia's largest and most active community of startup entrepreneurs. Tracy's been exploring the idea of what she calls an itchy brain, and I'll let her explain.
The best way I can describe my brain being itchy is I have this idea or thought that it keeps knocking in my head, and I really need to figure out, as I have been writing more, as I've been gathering different areas and bringing them together, my LinkedIn bios, I've put on their dot connector. Bringing these different pieces together, sometimes just it's a lot and you need to get that information out. And for me, until I've scratched that itch, I just need to just get it out, whether it's on paper, whether it's talking to somebody. And it may not be a business idea. It could just be a group of pieces that I've seen come together, that I think come together into a cohesive sort of narrative.
Tracy says that one of those itchy brain moments kicked off a five-year journey to launching a nonprofit that addressed a significant gap she saw in the boardroom.
Tech Girls came to be because of the work that I do. And this is the dot connecting. The work that I do at Chariot Solutions, one of the early founders, I'm the only woman sitting on the management team. And I didn't really understand the why was I not seeing more women come into this field? I really didn't understand it. I was working with really smart people. There was variety in what we were doing, the impact, the change that was happening, the flexibility, all these things just seemed to me a place where women would thrive. I see this problem and I don't know how I can make a change, how I can change this. So in between being part of Chariot Solutions and starting Tech Girls, I was part of the founding of Philly Startup Leaders. That piece allowed me to feel that I could take my chance on starting Tech Girls because we started an organization from scratch. If I have something that is bothering me, if I start talking to people about it and laying down the gauntlet for myself that I'm going to try and do something, I wind up finding other people who are interested in the idea and want to be part of the journey. And it also keeps me accountable so that I'm not just spewing ideas. And I didn't have the term then, but yeah, it was itching my brain. And the way that it came out was Tech Girls.
Maybe your own brain's getting a little itchy, but you're feeling a little nervous about pursuing those ideas. Tracy's got advice she'd give to her younger self that might apply to you too.
A lot of times we talk about what would we tell our younger selves with the wisdom that we've gained right now. And so many times I hear other people, and I say this a lot, don't be so afraid. And I think that when I let go of fear of failure, that I could become that person who could have that idea and run with it and lead. Now, when I talk about fear of failure, I also juxtapose that with the idea of you also have to understand the risks that you're taking so that you're not losing your entire livelihood or well-being with not jumping out of a plane without a parachute. But again, when I start thinking about what do I have to lose if I try this, that to me has been really the catalyst for changing who I am.
And if getting the satisfaction of scratching that mental itch isn't enough, you can think about the impact your idea might make on your community.
This weekend, one of our early moms, I connect with her on LinkedIn, and then she writes this like three paragraph of what I had given to her and her daughter and other people who were impacted by the work. You don't think about that when you're starting something, but when you get to look back and somebody is able to give you that perspective of what you have done, that's what I want to do.
With a few successful projects already under her belt, Tracy's working on another big idea.
Bringing together the idea of women in music and women in tech, how do those two relate? How can I bring those two audiences together? And that started probably about 2 years ago as I was seeing some people who were doing, I have this idea called the Women in Tech and Music Tour or Festival, which we were going to bring to light during the Women in Tech Summit. And then, of course, this year that went down the tubes because there's no live events. So that may just be a thing that winds up being like, the sensation of something that's itching on my brain, it's almost like until I can bring it to some sort of end, and it could be failure, but I just want to see it happen in some form or fashion.
That's Tracy Wilson Rossman, and you can follow the link in today's show notes to hear our full conversation all about Tracy's ideas for connecting musicians to technologists and how Tori Amos has inspired Tracy. That's on our website at searchandreplace.show. I'm Joe Taylor Jr.
This has been a Podcast Taxi Radio production. Support for Search and Replace is provided by Johns & Taylor, user experience specialists serving media and technology companies that want their websites to work. Learn more about how top-performing businesses eliminate barriers between customers and their goals at www.makethewebsiteworkforme.com.